Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play a few songs from new albums by Green Day, Mumford & Sons, and Lupe Fiasco. We also tell about a Native American man working to help keep his culture alive. But first, we go to a New York City museum to learn about some eight-legged creatures. What has eight legs, comes in 43,000 species, and has a serious public image problem? If you said a spider, you're right. The spider family has lived on Earth for about 300 million years, but it has had trouble making friends with people. A new show at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City hopes to improve those relations. Christopher Cruz has more.
Spiders Alive includes live examples of 20 different spider species. Visitors can get up close and personal with arachnids, including the famed tarantula, the small but powerful black widow, and the little-known fishing spider. And there are many more spiders to learn about at the exhibition. The American Museum of Natural History claims the largest collection of the animals in the world. Most people think of spiders as insects, but insects have wings and antennae. Spiders do not. And spiders' bodies are made up of two parts, while insects have three. Finally, spiders, like all arachnids, have eight legs. Insects have six. Scientist Norman Platnick has been gathering and studying spiders for more than 40 years. He was responsible for organizing the exhibit. Mr. Platnick says people need spiders because the creatures help keep the insect population down. He says they can eat more than 35 kilograms of bugs each year on less than half a hectare of land.
If the spiders were not here, we might not be here either, because insects would have devoured all those crops.
Another interesting fact about spiders: they can live after the loss of a leg.
In fact, if it happens young enough, while the spider still has several molts before it becomes adult, it can even regrow that leg.
The show explains the strange spider method of capturing and eating its food. Human beings begin to break down food inside our mouths, but most spiders do not chew, so they break down food before it enters the body. A spider will inject its victim with a poison that very quickly makes the prey unable to move. Then a spider spits digestive fluid into the body of the prey. This turns the food into a liquid that the spider can suck up. It sounds like a horrible death, but spiders can also have what seems like a soft touch. For example, some spiders carry as many as 100 young around on their back for up to a week. And although most spiders carry some kind of poison, few can hurt humans. In fact, says Norman Platnick, some spider venom may be good for human health.
For example, some spider venoms, or some components of the venoms of some species of spiders, seem to be able to inhibit the transmission of nerve impulses across synapses. So people are looking at those kinds of venoms as potential cures for neurological diseases like epilepsy that involve those kinds of transmissions.
The new exhibit is a good start at undoing the web of mystery and misunderstanding that surrounds the spider. The show closes December 2nd.
In the middle to late 1800s, special schools were opened on Native American reservations in the United States. The goal was to make young Indians become Christian and accept other parts of European culture. The use of native languages and culture was not supported in the schools. Over time, many Indian children grew up knowing little about their culture or languages. But Tsimshian tribesman David Boxley of Washington State is working to keep his native culture alive. Mr. Boxley is a dancer, songwriter, and woodcarver. He is also an ambassador for Tsimshian culture and heritage.
So we call it art now, but it was a way for people to say, this is who I am, this belongs to me, this is my clan, or this is my crest, this is my family history, carved and painted on wood.
Mr. Boxley was raised by his grandparents. He says the influence of Christian missionaries was strong while he was young, so he learned little about his native culture. After college, he went to work as a teacher. He also began to research Tsimshian wood carving in museums and other cultural collections. In 1986, he left teaching to spend his time on wood carving and bringing attention to Tsimshian art and culture.
So I came along at the right time. Our people really needed a shot in the arm for our culture. It wasn't very prominent after all that missionary influence and years of not having anyone be in that kind of position to guide.
That was almost 30 years ago. Since then, Mr. Boxley has created 70 totem poles. Totem poles tell a story. Earlier this year, he finished carving an especially important totem pole made of red cedar wood.
The title is Eagle and the Young Chief.
The totem pole tells the story of a young chief who rescued an eagle caught in a fishing net. Years later, when the chief's village was starving, the eagle repaid the chief for his kindness.
And a live salmon fell out of the sky, and he looked up and he saw the eagle flying away, and every day for days and days after that, the eagle brought salmon to feed the village.
The eagle and the young chief was transported to Washington, D.C. It stands at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian as part of its permanent collection. Mr. Boxley says a totem pole that he carved in honor of his grandfather is closest to his heart. But he says the one at the museum is a close second.
This one is going to be seen by millions over the next 100 years or whatever, you know. And it's not just me and my son. It's all of my people that are proud, my tribe.
I see diamond flooded demons, Lamborghini angels, Lamborghini angels, Lamborghini angels.
Some big names in music released albums this month. We decided to take a listen to a few of them in one show. Mario Ritter has more on the new records from Green Day, Mumford & Sons, and Lupe Fiasco.
Green Day's new album, Uno, is the first of a series of three albums. Dos and Trey are to follow. The California band spent most of the last few years producing the rock opera 21st Century Breakdown and a show for Broadway, American Idiot the Musical. Most critics say Uno is a return to Green Day's punk roots. The single Oh Love entered Billboard magazine's American Rock Songs chart at number one.
Oh, love, oh, love, won't you rain on me tonight? Oh, love, oh, love,
won't you take me close to you?
Lupe Fiasco's real name is Wasalu Muhammad Jacko. The 30-year-old has been performing hip-hop music for over 10 years. He became a star in 2006 with his first album, Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor. Now comes the release of album number 4, Lupe Fiasco's Food and Liquor 2, The Great American Rap Album, Part 1. The album is political, just like its singer. But like most musical artists, unreturned love is also a theme, as in Fiasco's song, Battle Scars.
These battle scars don't look like they're fading, don't look like they're ever gone away, they ain't never gonna change.
Never let a wound ruin me, but I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never could, I wish I never touched, I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together,
yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her,
uh-huh.
I wish you were the best I ever had,
yeah.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad, cause
yeah.
It'll never be over,
it'll never be over.
Until you tell me it's over.
Finally, Mumford and Sons' new album, Babel, is having huge sales in album stores and digitally. Billboard magazine reports 600,000 copies of the album are expected to sell by the end of its first week out. The British band helped put folk music back in style with the group's first album, Sigh No More, released in 2009. Mumford & Sons continues to favor soft, quiet lyrics and mostly non-electric versions of guitar, banjo, accordion, and other instruments on Babel. We leave you with the album's first single, I Will Wait.
Well, I came home like a stone and I feel heavy to your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun.